BBC Audio presents Goethe, a BBC radio drama collection. Johann Wolfgang von Goethe was a colossus of German literature and a true Renaissance man. A novelist, dramatist, poet, humanist, scientist, and philosopher, he wrote the first international bestseller, The Sorrows of Young Werther, and his epic masterpiece Faust is one of the most famous and celebrated dramas of all time. In this collection, we celebrate Goethe's writing with a selection of full-cast dramas, followed by some pieces discussing his most famous works and exploring Goethe's legacy and importance.
Faust, Part 1, by Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. Adapted for radio by Anthony Vivis from the abridged translation by Louis McNeice and E.L. Stahl. With Simon Callow as Faust, Ronald Pickup as Mephistopheles, Angharad Rees as Gretchen, Pauline Letts as Martha, and John Livesey as Wagner. Faust, Part 1. In heaven the Lord calls together his heavenly hosts and Mephistopheles, the great archangels Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael.
The chanting sun, as ever, rivals the chanting of his brother spheres and marches round his destined circuit, a march that thunders in our ears. His aspect cheers the hosts of heaven, though what his essence, none can say. These inconceivable creations keep the high state of their first day. And swift, with inconceivable swiftness, the earth's full splendor rolls around, celestial radiance alternating with a dread night too deep to sound. The sea against the rock's deep bases comes foaming up in far-flung force, and rock and sea go whirling onward in the swift sphere's eternal course.
And storms in rivalry are raging from sea to land, from land to sea. In frenzy, forge the world a girdle from which no inmost part is free. The blight of lightning flaming yonder marks where the thunderbolt will play. And yet thine envoys, Lord, revere the gentle movement of thy day.
Since you, O Lord, once more approach and ask how things are going in the nether sphere, and in the past you've usually welcomed me. That is why you find me also here. Excuse me, I can't manage lofty words, not though your whole court jeer and find me low. My pathos certainly would make you laugh, had you not left off laughing long ago. Your suns and worlds mean nothing much to me. How men torment themselves, that's all I see. The little gods of the world. One can't reshade him. He's as strange today as that first day you made him. His life would not be quite so bad, not quite, had you not granted him a gleam of heaven's light. He calls it reason, uses it not the least, except to be more beastly than any beast. Is
Sample complete. Ready to continue?